Good to talk. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel. Just to make a recap on last week, to what the end of the last week. Basically, Sif Gimel has the inyan of Gili Das. If a person is Megala Das, someone's yerid into your Sada. Initially, you said you didn't want it, or you didn't say. That's the Shiloh, but we're going to get to it. You initially said you didn't want it, and then afterwards, subsequently, you were Megala Das, you did want it, you started to use it. You were shomer it, you put a fence around it, or you completed the house, he built you a house and you finished it off, he made you a frame in the attic and you ended up finishing the attic, so it shows that you really want it. Now we're going to hit you for a sada sialita, we're going to hit you yada la yon, you're going to have to pay the full price of what it's typical to pay for such a service, for such a binyan or whatever it is. We had a machlekes rishonim, what this is talking about. The Rosh in the Tor, and the Shach and the Goyim brings it down, the Rosh in the Tor says it's talking about where it started off to be a Sada, a Siyalita, and you made a Mecha, you didn't want it, and then subsequent to that, you showed that you really did want it, so you're just playing around when you made the Mecha, you were faking us. So now we're back to the drawing board, it's a regular Sada, Siyalita, so you're going to pay Yada Ala Yayna. But had you started off as a Sada, She'ena, a Siyalita, and then you made your Gili Das, it can't be any better than where it started from. It started as a Sada Shena Siyalita, so you initially complained, you were lying to us, and now you showed that you really want it. Fine, besides, so back to the drawing board. You're back to a Sada Shena Siyalita. How does it become better than a Sada Shena Siyalita? That's the Rosh Hashita. So this whole halakha of Siv Gimel, like the Rosh, would only be talking about a Sada Siyalita. That's when Gili Das works. Otherwise, it will never get you to the level of Yada La Yoyna. However, the Rama and Rav Rishonim, Rav Mefarshim hold not like that. That the halach is even by Sada She'ena Asu Yolita. If a person makes a Gili Das, it now is upgraded a level. Not only did you mocha that you said akar doesn't work, but now it shows that it's mamish gavaldik and it turns into a Sada Asu Yolita, and you have to pay Yoda Ala Yoyna.
Sounds like a kenas for
lying. No, it's not like that. Yeah. So now in Siv Gimel, Siv Dalet is talking about a whole different. Siv Dalet is talking about a whole different halakha. Yeah, but that's a whole different halakha. So Yer L'Sada Chaver B'Shus. Siv Gimel doesn't tell you what it's talking about. So it's across the board. The Mashmois of the Mechab is that he's going like these Rishonim, the Raman, the Rav, and Mefarshim, that Sai Asuyalita, Sai Eina Asuyalita, even by Eina Asuyalita, if you make a Gili Das, it shows that you really want it, it turns into a Sada Asuyalita, and you pay Yodah Lo Yoyna. Fine. What we discussed last week is, how does it work? Everyone, the Rosh is Kasha, how does it work? How do you start off Eina Asuyalita, and all of a sudden, when a guy makes a Macha, and then he undoes his Macha, he makes a Gili Das, and it's upgraded now to turn into a Sada Asuyalita. How does it work? So he brought down a number of pshatim. There's really two mahalchim in the Mechaba. One was the Beis Eisef says that it's talking about dafka, because let me bring out the Rosh's kasha better. In fact, the Rosh, every case of Sada She'ena Siyolita, let's say Sif Aleph, that's Yoda La Taktayna, is obviously talking about where the Bala Sada decided to keep it. Because had he not decided to keep it, he wouldn't have to pay at all. He would have said akar. So it's talking about where he decided to keep it, and still he only has to pay ki yod al tachtoina. So how come over here, when a guy does a Gili Das, it'll make it better? It's just like Siv Aleph. L'chayr, that should be yod al tachtoina. So on that, the Beis Eisef is machadish. Beis Eisef says that normally the classic case of yod al tachtoina is when stam, you're into my sada, it's en asilita. Okay, I come over to you, I say, beseit, if you want, I'll pay Kena Siyalita, but the Avid, I'll take it, I'm not going to make you uproot it, and fine. And that will only be Yodak Taktayna. But here, where the guy started off and he made a Mecha, and then he was Megala Das, after he made the Mecha, which undoes his Mecha, which shows that he was really lying to us, that's much better. That's what the Beis Eisef holds. How is it much better? Still, the guy's only a liar, so what? So it should make it that he's lying to us and he really is masking to keep it with the Avid. But how does it make it Mamish Pitz now Yodel or Yoyna? So he brought down the Chazanish's pshat. The Chazanish holds that whenever a person says, makes a mecha, that whole din yerid is over. A guy is yerid into your field, he does it al taskein, that he plans on being reimbursed from you. He's trying to be mashbich yasad, they're trying to help you out. He has in das to keep whatever he's being mashbich in your field. He wants to be makne to you, he wants you to have it, he wants to be mashbich yasad. As long as he pays me afterwards, fine. The second you make a macha and you tell me to uproot it, that din yoyrid is over. Now I just have my trees and your sada. Now you come along and you use those trees without asking me permission, l'chayi should be a gazan. You have no right to use those trees. What are you doing? After you made the macha and you were mevatel the whole concept, the whole dynamic of yoyrid here, what are you doing? How are you allowed to use those trees? Elamai, must be that you now have in das that you're willing to pay me the higher price so much that you're going to certainly satisfy what I want. Memela, that's why you're using the trees. Because if not, you have no right to use the trees. What are you doing? Al-Kokuk, you went down right now when you used these trees. Is Al-Kokuk, you have now in mind to pay me full price as if it's even a sada siyalita. Otherwise, you have no right to use the trees. So even Shmir, the same thing. Why are you being shame on my trees? You're putting a fence around my trees. What are you
doing?
Yeah, Nechanami. See, it needs a little beer, but it's you're priving Bailim on my item. What are you doing on my item for? If it's mine, El Makokach, you must have intention to pay me Spitz price what I would want when I went down here, which is Spitz, as I can ask for, is a Yad Olayan of a Sada Siyalita. That's a Chazanish. We had problems with the Chazanish, so we showed him a Mashman. Not like that, because a Chazanish had nothing to do now with the Simon, really. It's not a Lumdis of a Sada Siyalita. It's a new Lumdis, a guy who doesn't want to steal trees unless he was willing to pay the higher amount. Otherwise, how can he use someone else's trees? Like, it's not really our Sugi of Shanayin Hey. But the Rishonim Mavur not like that. The Rishonim Mavur that once a person says that he wants it, he's Megala Das that he wants it, it now turns into a Sada Asiyolita, and the reason why you're paying Yad Ola Yoyna is because it is a Sada Asiyolita now. So how does that work? So we brought down that the Lekri Alokas has a different beer in the Beis Aizid. The Lekri Alokas beer is that Bidiyeved, there are reasons why I'm willing to take your item Bidiyeved. I don't want to pick a fight with you. I feel bad that you're going to lose your malach if I ask you to uproot it, so all your work went down the drain. So even though really the sada was more suyut for something else, for Zerayim, Bidiyeved, I'll accept it. So when you planted it, and I say, fine, I'll keep it, it sure says, okay, Bidiyeved, I'll keep it, Bidiyeved, I won't pick a fight. But if I already picked the fight, and I already told you, take them out, and I already showed that I don't care about your hefzid, uproot them, and then I go ahead and Megala Das. Now what's my cheshbon? My cheshbon is not because I feel bad for you. You see, I didn't care about you. I was already made macha. Elamai must be really deep down. I really like the item. So that's why if I'm Megala Das, after I make a macha, it turns into a Sada Siyalita and I pay Yod Ol Yana. That's a Lekri Alokas Pshat. And then finally we brought down, and that's also, by the way, the whole, means right now we have a Chazanish and Lekri Alokas, two different Pshatim in the Beis Eisiv. But that whole Beis Eisiv is Chosim and Asefa. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. The whole Beis Eisiv is predicated on the fact that I first made the Mecha and then I was Megala Das. The Mechaber leaves that out. The Mechaber just brings down the Rambam's words that if a guy is Megala Das, he has to pay Yod Ola Yonah. It doesn't mention anything about a Mecha. It's Mashma from the Mechaber, which is really the Sma brings it from the Tur, and it's really the Rambam, it's other Rishonim as well, the Raman, the Talmud, the Rashi, it's all Mashma that at the end of the day, Gili Das works even without any Mecha beforehand. If you plant my Sada She'ena Siyalita and afterwards I'm Megala Das, that's enough to turn into a Sada Siyalita and pay Yod Ola Yoyna. How does that work? I mean, what happened to the Rosh Hashanah? What's in every case of Sada She'ena Siyalita, I only give Yod Ola Takta, you know? So that I said. Sorry? Correct. No, Chazanish was only trying to touch up the Beis Yosef. We're in a Karami. It's circumventing the whole Beis. I mean, this Beis Yosef is a middle Shita, and you see the Mechaber went even further than that. The Mechaber just went with the Rambam. So what's Pshat? So we suggest the Pshat is that normally when it's a such a Nesila, it's something that I don't want, and it's only keeping a Bidiyeved, before I keep it, I'll reckon with you to find out how much you're asking for. I don't have a headache. If you ask too much, I'll tell you to be akar. First, let me settle the bill with you. Let me find out what you want. Let me see how much you're going to be satisfied with. And then I'll determine whether I want to keep a Bidiyeved. But if the fact that I go ahead right away and I use your item, I'm shame your item, I finish your framing, I complete the house, whatever it is, I do something unilaterally shows that I want it, that obviously that means I really want it, because otherwise I would first handle with you. If it was only a Bidiyeved wanting, I would first handle with you how much I'm going to have to pay. Third is, I really want it, so I don't really care about the cost. I really want it. It's really like a Sada Siyalita, so therefore I decided to keep it and use it. So that's why Gili Das will work and turn to a Sada Siyalita, whereas it just telling you once you plant it. I say, okay, how much should I pay you? Fine, that's your adult actor, that's a falaf. But if I don't ask you and I go ahead and I use it right away, then I'm a galadas, that giladas is spitz, that giladas makes into a sada hasuyalita. Those were the three pshatim, three mal. At the end of the day, it's a machloikis, and we have really the two extremes of the area. Whoever's muksak is going to win, because the mechaber brings down the ramah, and like I said, the shach and the goyim brings down the yesh chok and the rosh, as if to imply that you could say kimli. So memelo, it depends who's muksak. Mitzad echod, you have the rosh who holds that a ein asiyalita can never turn into a asiyalita with a giladas, and mitzad sheni, you have the mechaber holds that it does. So depending who's muksak, that's how it's going to win. So basically, the shita really is never applicable. It's the middle way. It's mamonotok. If you're muksak, you go one extreme. If the other guy's muksak, he'll take the other extreme. You'll never really have applicable the basic middle ground that only if you made a mecha in between. Fine. That's
how about the case of mecha going to the shulchanot though? He's not speaking.
Mishulchanot doesn't mention mecha at all.
But how about if you made
mecha? Oh, if you made mecha, we'd say malacha. That's the Gemara. The Gemara happens to be talking about a case of mecha. So we know that giladas works even after mecha. That's the Gemara. But the mechaber decided not even to bring it down. If I say giladas works even without a mecha.
Even you with, don't have to say that?
Correct. Right, that, maybe it's a chiddush. Good. So, but that's the Gemara. They're not going to argue in the Gemara. Okay. So, sorry? Well, muksak in the money, whoever is, that means that somehow, let's say the yoyrit has the upper hand, he's muksak in the money, he'll say, I want yodala yoyna, like the machabo. Most of the time, the bala sod is going to be muksak, you can try to be mighty mama from him, he's going to say, no, I go like the rosh, the shak, the goyin, I like the, I'm, you, no, you can't take a siyalita and make into a siyalita. Okay, we're going
to...
Right, so I'm saying, so depending who's muksak, that's who's going to win. Okay. We're going to get back to this. We'll bring it out. I just want to give out a number of cases of giladas to get a better feel for this. And we're going to revisit this Chazon Ish Lamedus. We need the Chazon Ish Lamedus for something else. We're going to get to hopefully later tonight. Let's go. Let's talk about Stamazai. The Mechaber gives two examples of giladas. One is Hishlam Abinyan. He completed the structure. Oy Sheshama Netiyas, or he watched the Netiyas. He was guided the Netiyas. He put a fence around the Netiyas. Those are the two examples of the Mechaber. From the Rishonim, you see other cases. For example, from the Mechamis and the Tshuvas HaRashma, Chelek Dalet and Dalet, is talking about where he actually moved into the house. I guess that's even more partial. That's a Shpitz Giladas. You have a Tshuvas HaGoyinim who has a different case that you didn't move in, but you were mishtamish with the house. You used the house for your Trachim. If it was a barn, he said you used it for your animals, your Lesakim Beit Trachov. So you used it. If you use the item, then certainly that's going to be a Giladas. Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, it's a Tshuvas, Pnei Moshe, and Chelek Besim, and Memhei. The story was like this. Reuven and Shimon were renting a property. It wasn't clear exactly what type of property. It was some, I don't know, old-fashioned lushan. But it's a certain property. They were renting a property from the Kehillah. And the property, what I guess, was a Shvacha property. What they did was is that they expanded the house and they renovated the house and they made it very nice. The lushan is Ketiferes Odom Lesheves Bayis, made it Shpitz, a Gavaldika house. That was the story. Afterwards, after they did that, Reuven went to the town and said, you know, I was hoiti kach v'kach, I made your house such a beautiful house, pay me, and they paid him, no problem. Then came along Shimon, and Shimon also went to the town. I see Reuven got reimbursed for what he put in. Shimon also was part to this. Shimon also laid out money to improve the property. So Shimon also went to the town and said, you know, pay me also for what I did. The town said, no, Akar, I'm not paying you. I want you to be oiker your stuff and leave. That's what why they did it, it's not clear in the truth. Why they wanted to pay Reuven and pick on Shimon, that doesn't say what the motive was, but that was the mitzias. So Dr. Chu is Pnei Moshe. He says, from the fact that the town paid Reuven, it shows that they want the house. They like the improvement. They like the renovations. They like what was done. So that's a giladas. Just like over here, you see giladas works. For the town to now tell Shimon, Akar, and take his stuff, that's not going to work because Ein lecha giladas godel mizeh. They showed that they're really nechale. They must have really wanted it, and that's going to work. That's what he says. And he throws through also that if Shimon would try to uproot his stuff, it would affect part of the improvement that Reuven did. So why would they pay Reuven only to have it destroyed later on? Hakocha, they didn't intend that Shimon should uproot it. It means they were nechale on the entire bayis meloy. Let's say achleis, Shimon put in the electric and Reuven put in the sheetrock. If you're going to pull out the electric, you're going to have to ruin part of the sheetrock. So you can't do that. So akokach dinechale, they must have been nechale for everything, and therefore they have to pay Seifer Reuven and Seifer Shimon. That's the Chuvis Pnei Moshe. Interesting. So what I had a interesting to order is that
it would be different if a guy came and put electric in somebody's house and now he has to pull it out. He has to fix the sheetrock, no?
You put the electric in?
Pull out your electric and fix the sheetrock. The sheetrock
we never want. And the Shimon didn't ruin the sheetrock. Shimon put the electric first, and then Reuven put the sheetrock afterwards, right?
The sheetrock. There's no more lights.
Right. I know, but now you can. But if now I'm going to pull out the electric, I'm going to ruin the sheetrock. You can't ask me to fix it. I didn't ask you to put sheetrock after I put in my electric. And then asked me to fix. And so what happened? So now a kochok must be there was a gili das that there were nekele and everything. But I wanted to know what would have happened. And this is not in the story, but just a balabata shashai. I think we raised it last week on a different application. But what would be if the town wasn't aware that Shimon also was mighty mammon? Reuven and Shimon was living there. Reuven improved the property, comes along to township and says, you know, I improved your property. It's $35,000 I had laid out. Pay me $35,000. You did a very good job. Beautiful. This is taka worth even more than $35,000. No problem. He pays him $35,000. All of a sudden, Shimon calls him up. He wants another $15,000. Oh. Now it's $50,000? For $50,000, I would never want it. Where do you see that the gili das that they paid Reuven is a raya that they're paying Shimon? Forget. Maybe they only thought it cost $35,000, and now that they realize that it really cost $50,000, they wouldn't even want Reuven. They're going to ask now money back from Reuven. I would have never paid you the $35,000. I was only paying a das kain.
Said they never saw the property was improved.
Right, but who said that they knew that Shimon also was mighty mammon in the improvement? Avada, they saw it was improved. But, so they saw, and Reuven tells us, oh, very good, this is $35,000. For $35,000, this is a good deal. So I'll buy it for $35,000, I'll accept it for $35,000, but to accept it for $50,000, I was never willing to accept it. I mean, you don't see a gila das in that. The accepting it for $35,000 was never gila das that they're willing to accept it for $50,000. So, Bishlam, if they knew that both Reuven and Shimon was mighty mammons, so if they didn't, they should have asked how much. Elamai, you see that. They were nekhle. They assumed that whatever it costs, they're willing to have it. But here, b'chai gavno. All right.
You're not asking.
No, correct. I'm not exactly. I want to know what would be in such a case. Right. What would be in such a case that if I would have known the full price, then you can't have that nekhle on me. Right, then maybe they could be Chazan Reuven's also. They would have never been asking to Reuven's either. Normally you can be Chazan, but here it's a toys to Gilei Das. The Gilei Das was on a it was on a certain Hanacha that was only 35. When I found that it was 50, I was never Megala Das. I died to the game. What was my Gilei Das? My Gilei Das wasn't that I lived in there, but Gilei Das that I paid. You only see how much I paid. I paid 35. I never made a Gilei Das for more than 35. So, maybe it's not. I'm just throwing out that the Pnei Moshe L'Chai wasn't talking about that case.
What's the sign that it's not?
Okay, fine. Very good. So you hold this. Very good. All right.
No, it is. Because they thought they were paying $35,000.
Correct. Correct. So there would be a Mecca Tice on that Gili Das. There would be a Mecca Tice, so to speak, on that Gili Das. Right. Correct. What would be now another case? Maisa Shekahaya Kachaya. Maisa in Lakewood recently, someone's making a chasna for his daughter. So he decided, yes, it sounds with the caterer, what to order, which meals and which entrees and which soups and which mains and the whole chagadya, what to serve at the Kabbalah's Panim. Here's a checklist, Kabbalah's Panim, soda, cake, fruit, check. Kugel, no check. Halapshis, no check. And he leaves it out because he only ordered cold stuff at the Kabbalah's Panim. Comes to the chasana. The caterer makes a mistake and starts serving hot stuff at the Kabbalah's Panim as well. It's a true story. Good. After the chasana, the caterer tells the person, makes up the bill, oh, it's kach v'kach, and he makes a whole tally, the Italian, for the kugels and all that, for the hot stuff, is an extra $1,300. The parents say, one second, we never ordered the hot stuff. Goes back to the invoice, yeah, taki, you never ordered. Oh, but Maisa, I did it at your chasana, it's $1,300. So, you know, the Maisa, you're benefited. You had $1,300 extra worth of stuff at your chasna. All your guests enjoyed the halapches and enjoyed the kugels and everything else. So you should have to pay me. That was the story.
Is it possible that they're in there?
Sorry?
Is it possible that they're in there?
So let's do that. If we could establish that roiv people serve hot stuff at a Kabbalah's panim, I don't really go to Kabbalah's panim, so I can't tell you what the roiv is, but if we can establish that roiv people serve hot stuff at Kabbalah's panim, then luchayri it's a sada ha'asuya lita, and then he should be able to ask yod alel yoina. For that service they provided, it's yod alel yoina. Novos.
You show
me first, just one second, well, we're going to get to about Novos. But then the parents ketaina akar, because we paskin it's makleks yishin, we paskin even by a sad asuyelita you could say akar. So the parents will say, okay, beseda, but take it. I don't want it. Right, it's too late. You can't do akar now. So we said that like a case of nesivis, if you buy you paint, you dye someone's clothing and you can't take out the dye, or any type of service, any type of shrak that you do that's not removable afterwards. So now, this even suggests you can't say a car, but we pass it down like that. Avad, you could still say a car. I, Mitzis, you can't. So Teretz says, now we'll have to shatz up what your real hanor was. Let's figure out what you really was hanor from that item. So the parents will say a car, and then we'll have to shatz up how much, if you, okay, $1,300, you wouldn't be interested in kugel. But if you had to pay a dollar for the kugel, you would have paid two, three. Find out what was the number that you would have been willing to pay kugel, have hot stuff at your Kabbalah's panim. So that is the number that you were nana, and for that your taki will have to pay. Then we brought down the Pas Negev. The Pas Negev has a case. Remember last week we had that if you ordered a house, a certain amount of bedrooms, or a certain square feet, if he does more than that, it's as if I was Megala Das before and I made a Mechah not to do more because I knew I could have made a 3,800 square foot house. I didn't. I asked for 36. I want Bedavka 36, not 38. He knew that he could have checked off Kugels. He Bedavka didn't check it off. So it's as if he made a Mechah beforehand that I don't want Kugels and I don't want hot stuff. And then because I got the Lekuli Alma, even the other Rishonim hold, even the Ramban Shita holds that you're allowed to say later on Akar, even by Yisada Siyolita, because I already made my Mechah beforehand. So it should come out Lechayra, what the bottom line Lechayra should be, is that you have to shut up how much the person is Nene. You could say Akar now, take it, I can. So find out how much the person's really Nene.
Does that make enough? Because he knew about it at the time.
Oh, very good. So Lechayra, all this is talking about in the Maisa that the guy was too busy saying Mazel Tov to people and he didn't realize what was going on at his Kabbalah's Banim. But if he saw at the time, let's say, take the extreme, he sat down, very nice spread, and he himself was a little hungry, knew he wasn't going to get to eat later on, so he took a piece of gogo for himself, so it's a gili das, the nechale, so now he'll have to pay the whole $1,300. If him, could be his wife, maybe his family, after how long did it stretch, but Scott, him, sorry? I don't think that people are chayshish caterers for their benevolence.
Or he has to go into the kitchen and make a mechah.
Or he has to make a mechah before. But now, afilim tim zolaymi, he didn't eat it himself. What happens if he's a miller schmoozing with a guest and he wants to get rid of the guest, you know, he wants to go to the next time? Maybe help yourself with a piece of gogol. You know, so, okay, go, kulta, right? So, right then, he invited the guest to take a part of this piece of kugel. You know, help yourself with the smorgasbord. So at that point, he's also Megala Das, the Nekale. He sent somebody to take part of that food. So that also be a Nekale.
Yeah, you can just, okay, let's say he sees it, he doesn't like it. He sees it, he knows it's the kugel, he doesn't like it. You can't start making a nasty.
When I go to the caterer and I tell the caterer, by the way, you should not. He should tell the caterer, but the caterer does. I don't know. The maitre should have to make him a call. Right, the caterer should look at me. Right, I have to go to the caterer. But my suffix is like this. My suffix is, let's say he didn't take part of it, and he didn't invite, so to speak, anyone explicitly to take part of the food. But he saw that it was there, and he knew that his guests are going to take part of it, and they're his guests. They're only the people at the chasen are either, well, maybe tzedakah collectors, but otherwise, most of the people there are the people that you invite. They're your guests that are there. You know your guests are going to be taken from this smorgasbord. If you saw it beforehand, maybe you have to make a machah. And if you don't make a machah, you sit back passively, so then your guests are taking part of the stuff. You know that. So maybe that itself could be considered Gilei Das.
Gilei Das doesn't necessarily mean that I'm naked that I should have done. No, it could be Gilei Das, I'm naked that I shouldn't be embarrassed, which is a whole different ballgame.
Well, that was his thing, maybe I'm not being embarrassed. Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah.
I don't want to get embarrassed.
Okay, we have to. That doesn't allow you to eat part of the gogol or to tell someone explicitly to eat part of the gogol.
understand that.
No, so I'm saying for that you won't have. You're only asking on the tzlias thing. If they take part of it by themselves, is that enough of a gila? I'm a supik if that's considered enough of a gila das to be nekalib. The maisa was that they didn't realize it till afterwards. So if they didn't realize it till afterwards, then economy goes back to the halakha. They could say akar, and they'll only have to pay mashenena what they would have paid for such a service.
If there's a chash that the caterer had to put it out because he wanted a nicer party, does he is his macho good enough to say I made a macho?
Well, the caterer did it for what? And what was his schedule? Not to charge? Okay, so I hear. No, no.
Why is it not for help when he said he said that he doesn't want
to go? Well, because we had by the Ramah as well that if you make a macha and then you Megaladas overrides the macha too. So.
The Gila Das, we didn't make another macha?
When the Gil Das was now, he partook of the kogel. Why did he eat the kogel after he said it was Micah?
That's exactly. He didn't eat the kogel. He didn't invite his guests to eat
good.
The kogel. Stomach was there. And he noticed.
But he sees that the people are there, so why didn't he make a... Well, the fact that he made a call initially when he filled out the invoice, what he wants. Okay. Fine. Have to know, because... Hakuvananana. If knowing that your invitees are eating from the smorgasbord... That's a Gili Das. So that Gili Das overrides the Mekah. So you'd have to make a new Mekah. You have to tell the guy, I want you to take it away now. And you should know, I'm not stopping my invitees from eating it, but I'm telling you, you better take it away because I don't want to pay for it.
Let's say it was there in the morning and he saw that he only ordered cold. He goes there in the morning and he sees the shape of the setup. He goes to the caterer, he tells him, I don't want...
Oh, in economy. At that point... At that point, if he already saw that the kogel was out, or the stuff...
He saw it on the paper. No,
on the paper, so he didn't think that the guy was going to put it out. Right? He thought that mecha was good. But now that he sees the guy put it out, so now, if he makes a gili das, that gili das supersedes that mecha.
So he has to make a mecha in the morning and the afternoon.
He has to make a mecha now that he sees that the caterer made the mistake and put it out. I'm a supik. Maybe that gili, if it's not considered gili das, it doesn't have to make another macha. But if that's considered gili das, I'll have to make another macha. L'chayra.
It says Akar Lachah, and then his friend comes along, his friend came to visit him.
Right, correct. And he allows his friend, and he invited his friend to partake of the fruit of the tree, right? It wasn't stam. I invited you to eat by mechasna. That was the invitation. So I invited you to eat from this tree, and the guy would eat from the tree, and okay, maybe that's a gilei das. Why didn't I stop him from eating from the tree? He's eating machmasi. He's not eating because he's eating because I invited him to eat. So it's like I'm eating. It's like my shliach to eat. So maybe that's a gilei das. Maybe. I'm a supik. Maybe. I don't have it right. Could, but now maybe this is the Megala Das. I know, but now if I can't, maybe this is Hagufanadana. Maybe this is the Gili Das that overrides that Mecha. Because if you make a Gili Das afterwards, those Rishonim say that, and it can, even if you made a Mecha before, but if you have a Gili Das later on, now you'll have to pay Yod HaOyan. I don't know. I'm assuming it's a Gili Das. Okay, fine. Fair enough. All right. Another thing I wanted to bring out is based on the Shiloh we had before, that when you have a Gili Das, it started off, let's say go in the Ramah, that you start off with a Sada She'ena Asiyalita, and now you make a Gili Das, and it turns into a Sada Asiyalita, you see a Davar Chodesh, is that even though normally Asiyalita and Ein Asiyalita, we reckon it kafi the shteger oilam, what type of sod it is, what type of house, what type of property, what type of neighborhood. But here, all of a sudden, even though about smusa it's an ena siyalita, but because the bailum of megala das that he's nechale, it now turns into a siyalita. Means you can become an siyalita because of your specific individual interests, because you want it. That's why it turns into a sod siyalita. Even though about smusa it's ena siyalita, which is lechayra chiddush. There's a Chuvis Divri Malkiel. The Divri Malkiel, Chelik Dal Kufnan Aleph, says that if you made a Gili Das beforehand, before the guy was Yared, and it's in a Siyalita, but you tell everyone, oh, Gavaldik, I would love to have trees here. Someone overhears you and decides to plant the trees and now wants to charge you. So Divri Malkiel, it turned into a Siyalita because you Megal Das beforehand. And even the Rosh, who holds that a Gilui Das doesn't make an Ein Asi Alita into Asi Alita. That's only because you had a Gilui Das afterwards. A Gilui Das afterwards only maybe a B'dievit like a Gilui Das. But if you told people beforehand, you made a Gilui Das before it happened, that you want it, then even the rush will be made that Ein Lecha Gilui Das Gold Mizeh, that Avada turns into Asi Alita.
Why is that true? You see that if guys say, I'm going to chop down your tree, I'm going to chop down your tree, and you go, if it's chopped down, we don't say, we say it tends to exaggerate. Why don't you say the other way?
No, I'm being Megala Das. Right, I would love to have trees here. I'm being Megala Das. He wasn't joking. He's
showing the other way. It's considered even.
No, that, I don't think that you're going to do a Hezek, right? But here, the Maise is Megala Das in the Neka. Like, that's a guy has a property that's Mamish or Churva, and don't you ever build on this property. But this guy starts to make gold, sees to architect to see what he could build. Someone heard that he's going to architect. He has his own plans. He decided to just put down a house and build a house for a guy. So you're right. It's a bad sodom. So it's a wetland. It's a bad choice. Bad neighborhood. Bad idea. But the guy was naked. It was Megala Das. He himself went to the architect to find what he could build on the property. So he's being Megala Das to naked. Like, oh, in that case, it turned into a sodom to Yalita. And it's Yoda Ala Yoni, even Lashita Zarash. Lukuliyama. There's also a Chovis Pnei Moshe over there in Chelik Beis Memhei. It's Mashma like that as well. All right. Let's go back just to have some klolim here. Let's talk about a regular case. Let's go back to Sefal, Sefbei. A guy is a yoyrid, and he let's say it's a sada, a siyolita. Either way, you can have the child. Ain't a siyolita, a siyolita. He was yoyrid on a Sunday. He was yoyrid in January, and at that price, at that time, the price for his tircha was $100. And the chayma that he put in, the materials that he put in is also $100. It's $200. And then by the time you come to the Din Torah, right now, it's worth $300. Either his material went up, the labor went up, it went up in price. Or forget it, went down in price. Huzala, hookah, whatever it was. It was a change of price. So when he did it, it was worth one price. And now when there's a Din Torah and I accept it, b'dieved, I accept it. I found out I have to pay Yod Al Yoinu, I have to pay Yod Al Tanya. I said, Beseda, okay, I'll take it. I won't say Akar. It's now at a different price. What price do I pay? Do I pay the price at the time of the Yerida, or do I pay the price now when I accept to keep the material, to accept to keep the labor? When do I pay? What is the deciding factor? So let me flesh this out. If we go like the Ramban, let's say by Sada Siyolita, that you have no right to say Akar, because Anan Sahad Dinei Chaleid, you certainly want it at the time of the Yerid and you already coin it, so then, of course, nothing to talk about. Then Avada, everything happened at the time of the Yerida. The Shrach was Chal at the time of the Yerida. It's over. You'll have to pay at the time of the Yerida. That's when the time you were coin of the item. But if you Lididan, that we could say Akar even by Sada Siyolita, and certainly by Eina Siyolita you could say Akar. So Kozman, I could say Akar, maybe I wasn't coined it yet. I mean, Verai, I wasn't coined, I could say Akar. So now that I decide to keep it, maybe the Kinyan is now. So I'll only have to pay the price now. I won't have to pay the price of before at the time of the Yerida. I'll only have to pay the price now that I accept to take the material. I accept to take the trees, the house, whatever it is. When do we go by? So really, Rabbi said this is Machlokes Rishonim. It's a machlokes rishonim. There's a Rashba in Bava Kama Chof Aleph Amar Aleph. The case was that he was Baina Chuvas Shchaver. It's really the Gemara that has a case that there was a Baina Kukulas of the Yasmi. The person was Baina a field of the Yisayim. But the Rashba talks about in general terms. If someone is Baina Chuvas Shchaveroi Shalei Bushos, and the Baina, the Yoyred, decided to live in the house. I see you have an empty property, you're not doing anything with the property, so I'll build a house on your property, and then I'll live in the property, I'll live in that house, because you weren't doing anything with it anyway. So I'm going to live in it in the meantime, or I'll live with it in it till you pay me, because I refuse to leave the house until you pay me for the course, or for Yad Ala Yayna, for my labor that I put into this house. And I live in this house, Zokta Rashba, that at the end, when the Baalim decided, the Baal HaSada decided to keep the house, he's now kind of the house Lima Freya, and now I have to pay him schiris from all the time that I lived in the house. It will be Zen and Nevzela Chasa, then I'll be Pata, but you have a Chasa al Shachrisa. The Ashayis, he had a Chasa Gemara, the case that he was renting out the property for people just to slums to stay there, whatever it is, just to stay there. You got a minimal rent, and then once he has a minimum, so it's a chas or something, so then you could be magagla if it's a call, you charge for the full nene. So now you could charge him for full rent of living in a brand new house. Lamafreya. Because Dr. Rashba, when later on you show that you were Nechalei, later on it comes out, Lamafrei, you were Koine of the house. So Rashba holds, like say, so you're Koine of the house, Lamafrei. So if you want to know, like the Rashba, how much you would charge the course it was at the time of the Yerida, because that's when the Kinyan was Chal. It's now Lamafrei, at that time I was Koine. The Talmud, Rashba V'Rosh, on the other hand, argues with the Rashba, brings down, he says, no, he argues with the Rashba. There's a different pshat in the Gemara over there, and he says, no, Kol's man, the Yoyrid has a right to take his item out, to take his shvach out. Kol's man, he has a right to say, Etel, I'm going to take my Eitzim with me. You're not giving me what I want. You're not paying me as much as I want. I'm going to pull my Eitzim out. So Dr. Talmud Rashi, Vice Versa, then you weren't coined the Eitzim yet. So then you weren't coined to the house till later. So then till now, which house was the Yoyrid living in? He was living in his own house. Because the house didn't belong yet to the to the owner of the property. And only later on. So Mamele, you won't have to pay for Schiris. So Machloek is Rashba, and Talmud Rashba. If I'll have to pay for Schiris, and that means, are you Koine Lamafreya, or you only Koine later on? So like the Rashba, you Koine Lamafreya, you'll have to pay the Lamafreya dicker price. And like the Talmud Rashba Rosh, that you only Koine later on. L'chayr, that's when Chalois Kinyan happens. L'chayr, that's when you'll have to pay. L'chayr.
Land lease rent, you'd have to pay?
A land lease rent? Yes, correct. Yes. He'll have to pay, you mean, won't have to pay for the full price of the rent of the house, but have to pay the price for parking his house on your land, for using your land in the meantime. Yes, that'll have to pay. And a Hanami.
Does it become worth less because it's not a new house anymore?
Maybe. If now the kinyan comes later on, so L'chayr, you could only give him for that price. L'chayr, I hear the shaila. Oh, yeah. We find a similar machlekes rishonim in the Talmud Rashba. It's not the same. It's the Talmud Rashba. Talmud Rashba of Metzian Kaf Aleph and Aleph has a similar case, but a little better. Kanech was is that the guy built the house. The Yeri built the house, and instead of living himself, he decided to rent it out to someone else, and he got paid for the skiers. And now the child is, who keeps that money? So the Rashba says, you can't keep that money. It's not your house. How could you keep the money? It's not your house. So Rashba first says you have to give it back to the renter. Then he suggests maybe else case it, yes, you have to give it to the owner. But one thing is Dr. Rashba, the Yuri can keep the money. It's not his house. So at the time of the Rashba, no, Avadi you can keep it. It is his house. Kol's man, the owner, didn't say he wants it yet. So it's the Yuri's house. So the Yuri was renting out his own house. It's very good. It's his own Eitzim that he's renting out. The Chayr, you see the same Akhlaq as Rishayna.
It's a little different the fact that the guy put somebody attached to the house. Otherwise,
he's stumbling
down if he parks on the
other
house.
He's parking someone on the guy's property. So that's not such a rider. No, Yair is why I put a hat. But why am I parking the guy? It means even forget the house. But stump parking a guy in the house is a. He's even if he retained bialis on the Eitzim Vavonim, but he's still stealing the property. Right, so obviously he doesn't care about that. That doesn't bother him. So I don't know now if you could use it or not on the house. He doesn't care about using someone else's property. He uses someone else's house too. What's a chilek? I don't know if that's such a raya. Correct. Right. Then it's a raya that is meichel. Correct. But here, no, it's just a fact that the guy doesn't care. But there's no way out here. We can say that the right he wanted to keep the Eitzim, but still, what did he do with the Zodi? He had no right to use the property. Elamai, you see that this guy doesn't care. No, but it was Chasa because he was renting it out a little bit for these slums who were sleeping there as tents or whatever it was. What do you say? If it's a non Sahadi that he was like the Ramban, and you can't even say Akar. At Kadekah? Oh, yeah, that's what I want to get to. So, L'chayre, if you learn, Rabbi, if you learn the Pshat, why does the Yari get Yod Ola Yoyna? So, one of the Pshatim we said was, is because that's Anan Sadi. Once you decided subsequently to keep it, it's now Anan Sadi Lamay Freya that you are Nekele, it's Kilu Sachre Odam, as if you hired the guy, and that's why you pay a full hiring price. Right? So if that's the case, and L'chayr is a Dava Pashut that the Rashba is right, that you have to go back to Mafreya. Because the whole word, why am I paying Yod Olayayna, is the Yod Olayayna, because as if I hired you yesterday when you did it. So what would I pay you yesterday when I hired that? Yesterday's price, not today's price. So of course I would have to only pay the yesterday's price. So you could say the Talmud Rashba Varash, maybe he's talking about Sada She'ena Asi Yalita. We could make an akimta. Enochanan by Sada Asi Yalita, he'd be Moida. And he's only talking about Sada She'ena Asi Yalita, which is not Yodal Yen. It was only Yodal Taktan, you only get Yitzias. And that's when he said, when did the Yitzias, the Yitzias, the actual Eitzim Vavanim, belong to the owner of the property? That's only later on when he's no longer saying Akar. But till then, as long as the Yoyd has the ability to say Akar, he was never Makna the item. So another chilik I would like to say, is that if the whole lumdis of the Talmud HaRashba is gebayt on the fact that the Yerid has the ability to say Akar, so he was never makn in the item yet, so that's Bishlama by a house, the case he's talking about. By a house, the Yerid has a right to say Akar. But we learned in Siv Beis that by a Elon, the Yerid has no right to say Akar. He can't say Akar, because if he does, he's being makhish the Ara, right? He took out the unique of the Ara, he planted the trees, and if he pulls out the trees, he's being mazik, like the Lavush, he's now being mazik, the Akiris Eilon is a goof of the Ezek, so he has no right to be Eikah the trees. So by case of an Eilon, there has no right to be Eikah the trees, and right when he was Yoyed Adas came to leave the trees there. So then the Talmud Rashi would be Moida Bikhaya Gavna, that everything goes bust at the time of the Yerida. Because the trees are automatically already the owners. It's not that he's going to want later on. Because the Yair has no more of an ability to pull out the trees. His whole lumbus was, it's because when I have the right to pull out the trees, I was not makna the trees yet. But by the trees that you don't have a right to pull out, then I was makna it right away. Then you'll go back, l'mafreya. The achreinim, the ksais, is mavua, like the Rashba. There's a Yonis Baruch Tam over there, and Shinsama Gimels of Cotton Hay on the Ksais over there. They go like the Rashman Lumdas, that it goes back to Mavreya. At the end of the day, I believe it's safe to say like the Rashba, that it goes back to Mavreya. Love me, boy, like the Ramban Shita, that's automatic, and you can't even say Akar, but even when you could say Akar, and love me, boy, by trees, but even by a case of, let's say, a house, that Yuri technically could pull it out, I think it's safe to assume, like the Rashba, that it goes back to Maifreya. I found in Zechazanish, in Bava Basa, Simen Gimel Ois Aleph, that he has a similar Shaila by a Kaisel, that a guy built a Kaisel between the properties, and the subsequent, and he built it higher than Dalaramis, and the neighbor decided to keep it. He clears the shame shayla. If it went up in price, went down in price, do you go back for the time when it was, at the time it was built, or do you go now? And he comes out also that it's a kinin lemafreya, and you go back to the time that it was built, at the time of the Yerida. So I think it's safe to say that yes, Lididan will go back from the time of the Yerida. Okay, that's one half of the shayla. Let's sorry? I don't know, but I don't think so. It seems from the Haskamas Achroinim that we go like the Rashba that goes back to Mafreya. That's the basic yisoid of a regular Asi Elita and Asi Elita. Let's now, what by Sif Gimel? Let's have the same exact Shiloh by Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is when Gili Das. Initially, I didn't want it. Initially, I might even told you to Akar, take your item. And then later on, I decided to keep it. I was Magala Das, I was Nechale. Now, what would the halacha be? Do I go bust at the Gili Das now? Or do I go bust at the time before when you did the Yerida? What will I pay? At which price? Oh, very good. Excellent. Very good. So if you learn, let me start off with the other Rishonim first. If you learn like the Rishonim, that Gilei Das turns into a Nechele, turns into a Sadas Yelita, and we can establish that the Mashmoy Sadachrenim, if we go like the Rashi, that by Sadas Yelita, it's now Lemafreya Akinyin. So the Gilei Das does the same thing. The Gilei Das says that you're a liar. Your mecha was a joke, and you really liked it all along. And it's, by the way, that's mashmois in the mechab as well. Ubritzoinai bo hadavo. When it came, it was with your rots, and you always wanted it. Ubritzoinai bo hadavo. So then lemafreya you were coin it. So I have to pay the lemafreya dika price. But loite chazanish. That once you make a mecha, it's out. It's over. And now I'm starting a new sugya. If I kept it, I'm using it. How could I use something that's not mine? Must be nechale to pay whatever price you want, which is kapashis, can't be more than a sada siyalita price. So that's why sada siyalita price. So maybe the kinyan only happens right now. And if the kinyan only happens right now, maybe I should pay the today's price. So if you look in that chazanish over there, in Beba Basa Gimel Aleph, the chazanish taka Kles the Shiloh. What would be in this case where you made the Mechal and you Megal Adas, then what do you pay? Because here you don't have a kin in the Mafreya, so what should you do? Zakta Chazanish, that if it went up in price, Zakta Chazanish, Vaday ein mechayv noisil leshalom mesayeka. You don't have to pay the higher price. You could have paid the price of before. Why zek techazanish? The aldas schar poyel nata. When the person was neteya the yolanis, or was buying the house, he came in. He wanted a certain price to be paid for his labor. That's why he was yared. Granted, the fact that the materials went up later on, he never had in mind anyway to charge extra on the materials. He was only caring about the labor. He charged for labor plus whatever the materials cost.
And if labor went up.
Oh, very good. 1 second. You're chopping the ice. But so his case was where the materials went up. So he says, it's a vadai b'chai gavna, even like his lumdis, that you're making a new deal and you have to satisfy the yared. Vadai, it's enough to satisfy the yared just to pay him what he had intended to make off else labor when it came time to be yared, and that labor stayed the same, and that's fine. Either materials went up, not a problem, you don't have to pay the extra. Now, what would be if the labor went up? So then, now we have to know what the chazan shvu hold b'chei gavna, because if he went to make a profit on his labor, and now the labor went up, maybe he wants to make more profit now. How can you take his trees and his labor without asking him how much he wants? Yesterday I wanted for my labor that. Maybe today I'm going to want more. I won't allow you to keep the trees. I could always say, I'm not going to allow you to keep the trees unless you pay me the high amount. Well, I could hear that maybe the labor, the chazan never had the child in the first place. Maybe the labor is pashut. You go bust at the time of when the labor was performed, which was yesterday's price. His whole child was only on the materials. When materials do that, you're being kinder now. Maybe that's what you should pay me a higher price. But l'didan, like to reshain him, that giladas turns into a sada sialita, which is kinder l'mafreya, then machnachay, side labor, side materials, of that you're going to have to pay the yesterday's price. That's when it went up in price. What happens if it went down in price? Here, now you have a whole new svara. It's not just a shayla of what to pay. I have a shayla altogether. I'll challenge the whole gili das. What are you going to tell me? There was a gili das to nekele? No, there's no gili das to nekele. Calls man that it was at the higher price. He was never megala das. You know why today he decided to move into the house? It's because today the house, the prices of the houses went down. That's why he moved in. So who said you could use this giladas bechalal lemafreya to say that I was always nechale? Maybe it's only giladas for now. So klar to Chazanish, to Shaila. Chazanish says, like at the end he says, he's masopik, and he says, only now I wanted to keep in the tears because it's at a cheaper price. Maybe, if you see a gila das, we don't attribute it to the house, the price is going down. We attribute it to that he really likes the item and all along he liked the item and he'll have to pay the free adika price. Efshe. That is the Chazanish. I would like to suggest, Rabbi Isai, I already saw some hint ago, who brings the Chazanish and says, where did he get the stomach from? How does he know this? So I think it's Pashit, the Chazanish, why he got the stomach. It's all the Shitase. Chazanish created a new sugya. The Din Yari was out the window because I made my mecha. And now when I use it, unilaterally use it, must be I'm trying to satisfy whatever you want. And whatever you want means whatever you wanted when you were yared. And that's why if it goes up in price, I don't have to pay the higher price. Because when you went down, when you were yared, you only wanted that price. So that's enough to satisfy you. So Zakta Chazanish, the fact that it went down in price now, even if you could say that maybe you only wanted the today's price, and that's what your Megala does, but then you have no right to take it. Because he never was asking for you to have the trees at today's price. You're not a Gazan. You have no right to take the trees unilaterally without asking him. So Akachu, you must have wanted enough of a price to satisfy what he wants. He wanted yesterday's price. He wanted the price when it was Yairit. So just like the Chazanish says, when it went up in price, you don't have to pay the higher price. It's enough for the time that he was Yairit. So when it's down in price, also it's enough just to pay, you have to pay the price that he wanted at the time that he was Yairit. Because that's what he wanted to make off of this deal. That's what he was Yairit for, to make that profit. That price of his labor. So if you're Nekele, even if it's mamish worth nothing now, tough. If you're Nekele, if you unilaterally take his item, you have to pay enough to satisfy him. So you're going to have to pay the yesterday's price. So the Chazanish Lishitasai, I hear very stark why he goes back to Mafreya. Not only that, I could argue the other way around. So what was his suffix? It's a davar pashut, you have to pay that price. The Chazanish was a masupik on the knech. maybe it's not pshat that you don't see a nechalei till now. It's you see a lahedya, an anti-nechalei. I bedavka wasn't megaladas till now. Maybe that shows that I don't care to satisfy your prize, and I don't care because I bedavka didn't want to be megaladas till now. And on that kind of mistama, you don't go as a yivite, and you just say, oh, you're a nechalei, and if you're nechalei, you're going to have to pay like a tatal to free your dicker price. You're going to have to pay whatever satisfies the guy. But lididan, we don't have this type of chazaner sugya. Lididan, we just say that giladas turns into a nechalei lamafreya. That's very good on a regular nechalei. But on this nechalei, maybe there's no nechalei lamafreya. You only see a nechalei for the price of zoil. You don't have a nechalei for before. Say, Nechanami, who said you'll have to pay that higher price? You don't have to pay the higher price. I won't even go a step further. If we could establish, and let's say everyone is Maida, side the Yerid, side the owner, what would you say in this Shaila? Well, we know for sure that the guy never had a Giladas Lamafreya. He only was Megaladas today. Yesterday he was upset, and you knew he was upset, and you believe him he was upset. And today, all of a sudden, his daughter became a Kala, now he needs a house, so now he's masking to have the house. Let's say you can know for sure that there was a Giladas only from today onward, and it's not Lamafreya. What would be then? From the Chazanish, it sounds like you would pay the cost of today's material and today's labor. You won't go back to Mafreya, but today you would pay both material and labor. And I would like to suggest that you won't even have to do that. You don't have to pay the cost of the labor. You don't even have to pay, I'm sorry, the cost of the material. You don't have to pay labor. Because what's the reason why you're the Lal Yaino? If the reason is that it's Anan Sa'adi, that it's Nechalei Lamafreya, Commander Sechreidam, it's as if you hired him to do it. And that's why I'm paying him for his labor. It's as if I hired him. Here you know for sure you didn't hire him. You never hired him. Everyone knows that at the time the guy was there, he certainly didn't want it. He only wants it now. If he only wants it now, so how could he say Commander Sechreidam Lamafreya? So now it should be like Yisad HaShein HaSiyalita. It's really Yisad HaSiyalita. But the same reason why Yisad HaShein HaSiyalita, you don't pay for labor, you only pay for materials, you only pay for Zatzais, you only pay for labor, because you don't have this for a commander Sechrei Adami. So here too, even though now we know that it turned into a Yisad HaSiyalita today, but yesterday it wasn't that, yesterday I didn't want it, so you don't have commander Sechrei Adami, so you don't have to pay today's price of the material. You don't have to pay any labor. So come out of Big Chiddush, or to come out, you should have the same din of a Sada Shein HaSiyalita B'Oifin. Like that din. You'd only pay Haisais, you won't pay Shvach. You won't pay a Yod Alo Yoyna. A Chiddush Halacha, but that's what should come out. And if it would be Huzal in between, and we say that the Giladas of today of Huzal doesn't work from Ephraim, which would be the same Halacha. You'd only have to pay the cost of material, and you wouldn't have to pay the cost of labor. I say, L'Chay should come out. All right. There's a lot more, Rabbi, so let's move on. We're trying to hop on to finish the sif. Let's move on to the Ramah. Hagah, Zok the Ramah, a new halacha. In this case, we are Gila Das, fine. You have a case, you didn't want it, and you're Megal Das, you had all the Yaina. Zok the Ramah, a new case. Miu, Im Amulei Tchila Akar Yilancha. If you made that Mecha initially, and you told them, Akar Yilancha Velech, take your tree and leave. Yochel Bala Ilon Lasois, the Bala Ilon has the right to pull the tree out. Even if the Bala Sada changes his mind. You are Yairid. I told you take your stuff and leave. And then I said, you know what? Oh, no, it's a good idea, Taka. I want you to leave it there. I changed my mind. I want you to keep it there. You still have the right to pull it out. Better yet, the case where they're coming from is from this Gemara. The Gemara is talking about, they teach, these Rishonim, the Mukheza teaches the Gemara, that the person made a Mecha, and then he was Megala Das Denechele. So like the Mukhe Yosef, that when the Gemara says that the Yerid is Yad Al Yaino, it doesn't mean the Yad Al Yaino of the Mecha, but the Yad Al Yaino that he gets Shvach. Yad Al Yaino means that the Yerid has the upper hand now. It's up to him to decide whether he wants to leave the trees there or pull his trees. The Baal HaSada has no longer the right to ask him to pull the trees. That's the Chiddush. The Baal HaSada is stuck because once he was Megala Das Denechele, he was kind of the trees. And he can no longer say Akar. But the Baal HaIlon is now has the right to pull the trees.
It's a new transaction. Now it's only. both have to be sa'ad.
So the gilui das that the Baal HaSa'ad made it kinyan, and the kinyan is but tonight that the other guy is willing to leave the trees there. I made the kinyan, I'm showing that I'm nekalei, I want the trees, I want to be kind of the trees, so I have the trees. Now it's up to you to decide if you want to let me have the trees. So now yodoy alayayna, that's yodoyayna, you have the upper hand. I can't decide, I'm stuck with these trees. Everything is up to you, now the ball is in your court. You could decide whether you want me to keep the trees there or not. And it's a big chiddush, even one step further. It's even by trees. In fact, if you look, this man the shak and Sif Katan Dalet in the shak say really this line of the Ramah belongs at the end of Sif Beis. That even by trees, where normally the halacha is that the yerid has no right ever to say akar ilanai, I want to pull my trees. Why? Because he's a mazik, he was makhish ha'aret for the yaniko. But once the Baal HaSa'ad told him to pull the trees, then he has the right to pull the trees, even though it can cause a hezek, it took the yaniko, he has the right to pull the trees. The reason why the Rambam put the halacha here and not before is because it's learned out of the sugya of here, of Sif Gimel. That's where it's coming from, this sugya. But it belongs in Sif Beis, that even by trees, the Baal has, the Yair has a right to pull the trees. Once he told him you could have the trees take him, then he has a right, even if the Baal HaSa'ad was Megal Das, if it was the Nekle, and he no longer has a right, but the Yair does have the right. He maintains the right. How does it work?
The Baal HaSa'ad has been working with him on the Hezek, obviously.
Very good, maybe. We'll see if that works. One second, you're jumping the gun, but very good. So if you look in the Muki Yosef, and really it's a ritva as well, where is this coming from? There's a concept like this. As a halacha, let's say we go to a din Torah, Reuven and Shimon goes to a din Torah, and the nitva tells the tevea, you know what? You're full of hogwash. This whole din Torah doesn't make any sense. You know what? I'll challenge you. You make a shvua that what you're saying is true, I'll pay you. Hishava eva shalom loch. If you make the shvua, now there's no din to give the tevea the shvua, really maybe the nitva is a mitzmaker of varai, he has the upper hand, but the nitva is so, and we have this by the way often, they challenge this guy. You say, you no problem. You make a shvua to what you do, make the shvua, I'll give it to you. I'll pay. No problem. What's the halacha? The Gemara is mevua that it works. The guy says, you make a shvua, it works. The machlek is rishonim. At what point does it work? This is all without any kinyonim. Some rishonim say that it works immediately. The second I say that in front of Bezin, make a shvua and I pay you, I cannot retract anymore. No, I change. Tough. You can't change your mind anymore. The second you challenge the other guy, make a shura and toil and I'll shalom loch, that's it. Then if he makes a shura, you gotta pay.
Without a kinyan.
You did in front of Bezin, that's a gemir's das, it's over. Other Rishonim hold, it only works once the guy made a shura. If he translates your dibur into an action, into a maisa, and he carries through and he makes the shura, and then you want to be chayza, no, tough luck. You've already made the shura, now you got to pay. But if you didn't make the shura yet, then you have a right to be chayza.
It's a make a kinyan before the
if you make a kinyan and a vada, a kinyan, and that's it. It's okay. But if you didn't make a kinyan, the shaila is when it's chal. There of the shita, that it works automatically even without any maisa, the second you say hishava, that's it. It works. You're now going to have to pay like a tatal if he makes a shvua. Zaktim mukiyaisen etva. So too over here. The second you tell the guy akar yilanko, that's it. It works. You just granted him that schus of ripping up his trees if he's mazik you. Even if you later on when megala das the nekle and you want to be koined, he now has the right to be oike his trees because you are megala das. That's the Ritvan of Mugyesef. So Mameilo, that's Pratnis Halacha. Because he said, Akari Luncha Valeich, you granted him that right. It's just like Ishava. So that's it. You can't be Chayza. That's the Ritvan of Mugyesef. Zokta Goyin, the very nice, when he says, V'ayin Simichav Beis, if Gimel, Shekosef, Dafka Benishpat, the Mechab and the Ramah, and Simichav, that's very nice, Ritvan of Mugyesef, Lishitosam, that they hold, Ishava works automatically. But Lididan, the Mechab and Ramah, we hold in Simichav Beis that it doesn't work until he makes a Shvuah. So how come over here can the Ramah bring down these Rishayim? I tell you, Akar, it works. It shouldn't work yet. It should only work once you taka oikad ilan. But Kozman, you weren't oikad ilan. You didn't translate my words into a maisa. I should have the right to change my mind. So how does it work? L'chari, you blive shre. Just ayin over there, and it's a problem. Nacha Kasha under Rambam is Avilum Dimtzalayim. You want to pass and like the Ritzvanu Begeisav over there that Yishava works right away and grant that the Shach and Simchav base passings like that Shita. He argues with the Machab in Ramah. But even the Shach says that's only if you say that in a Bezdin. If you say it in a Bezdin, then it's going to work. The Gemaisa Shoyin in the Gemara was that they said the Baal HaSada said it in the Bezdin. He told the Dayan, Akari Lancha, let him take his trees. On the Ritzvah, therefore the Ritzvah says, and the Mokeza says, and when they bring it down, they say it Lehecha. Therefore, if a person will say, Akar Ilancha Velech in a Bezdin, it will work, just like when you say Hishava in a Bezdin works. But if you say Akar Ilancha out of a Bezdin, that's nothing. Dvarim is nothing. Without a kinin is nothing. So how could the Ramah bring down this halacha and doesn't mention a word that is in a Bezdin? What's going on? The Daikin Moshe, when he brings down the Ritzvah and Mokyeza, says Lahed Yitzin HaBezdin. But when he got to the Ramah, he leaves out a very important word, Bezdin. There's no Bezdin. If there's no Bezdin, Lukuliyam Avadi, you're allowed to change your mind. What's going on? Two bomb kashas here. Zogt Orcha Shulchan, a blitz chedish. The Orcha Shulchan says, you know what? The Ramah was passing like the Ritzvah and Mokyeza, but Lav Mitamom, not because of their reasoning. Their reasoning, Taka, doesn't apply. There is no Bezdin here. And we don't pass him like by the Ritzvah and Mokyeza by Yeshava. But you know why? A new Svara. Why can't the Bali Elam pull his trees? It's because he's a Mazik. The fact that the guy said Akar Lanka, he was Meichel Dazik. So once he's Meichel Dazik, and Mechila ain't Tzarech Kinyan, Mechila works with the Diba Ba'alma. So he's Meichel. Once he was Meichel, now he can't be Chayzan and Mechila. You owe me money, I'm Meichel, and then I change my mind. It's too late to change your mind. Once you're Meichel, you're Meichel. So to hear, the only reason why you couldn't pull your trees is because you're Mazik. So once I tell you, okay, I'm Meichel. So that's it. Because I told you, Akar Ilancha, take your trees.
What am I supposed to do? I have a property, I want to play football there.
So that means I might call you at least the very least. Let me bring out what I think you mean to ask. Is even if I'm not Michael on the damages, the value of those damages, and I'm going to mun you afterwards, we declared the Shiloh. If I tell you I carry a lunch of a leg, could I then mun you for the damages that you caused me in the Yanika? So even if I have to ask to mun you for those damages, but at the very least, I gave you the right to pull the tree. Because normally, a guy's not going to be mazik, I'm nasla shalim. Could the guy, the yerid, say, okay, let me pull the trees and I'll pay you for the yanika? No, you're not allowed to do that. The karim say, you're not allowed to do that. Because you're mazik, I'm nasla shalim, it also has it. But at the very least, from the fact I told you, I gave you that right. You could pull your trees. Now, maybe I'll take a charge you for the value that of the yanika, the hefset that you caused me. But I obviously gave you that right. I told you, akari lanka. You want to know the value of the damage rolls? Maybe I'll charge you for that too. But I allowed you to pull the trees. So later on, I can't be crazy. And I won't be able to stop you. The problem is, Rabbi Yisai, it's very nice, Orcha Shulchan, very geschmack. But let's flesh this out. Let's go first to Levush's Svara. If you recall, the Levush had a reasoning. The reason why you're Makish Ha'aretz is not for the Yaniki. You're being Makish Ha'aretz now when you're being Oika the trees. The Hezek didn't yet take place. The Hezek takes place when you uproot the trees. If I go, you crack Susi. Rip my clothing, and then I change my mind. And now you rip my clothing, you're going to be chayv for Hezek. The Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rosh, Baba Vasra, Dav Gimel, Ksois, they all have, I'm going to be chayv. I have a right to change my mind. I give you first permission to be mazik me, and then I change my mind. So you have no right to be mazik me. So, Bishlam, if the Hezek took place already, so now Mechila would work. But like the Levush, the Hezek didn't take place yet. The Hezek is first happening tomorrow when you uproot the trees. So first I told you Akar, and now I want to change my mind, don't be Akarit. So why can't I be Chayza? I don't have a right to be Chayza. So the Orcha Shulchan wouldn't have any verta like the Levush. Now, I feel like to show him that the Yanika happened, the Hezek was the Yanika Lamafreya, but if you call Rabbi, so I want to tell you that the Makash Ha'aretz isn't the Hezek that you caused yesterday, because the Hezek that you caused yesterday is Ozayin, so that already Hezek happened already. So why can't the guy uproot his trees now? So I told you that Pshat is that since when the guy was Yerid L'chadchil, he knew he was going to cause a Hezek of Yanika, so he went down Aldas Cain to be Makne his trees to you, because he can't have Andas to hold the trees and be uproot them, he'd be a Mazik. So Kochik was Yerid Adas came to be Mazik, to Makna the trees to you, if you would subsequently want to keep the trees. That must have been the Das. So if that was the Das that he had, the fact that later on, the Bailim told him Akar, There's no mechila. Forget. Okay, he's mechila on the yadika. That's not a help. Lemais is still the yard went al das came to be macked in the trees, but tonight that you're going to want. And cause man that you change your mind and you now do want, you now koinel lemafreya from the time that the guy was yared and he was planted the trees. So now the fact that the guy now wants to pull up his trees, he has no longer the right to pull up his trees. You ready? Koinel lemafreya. He was yared al das came. He was macked in the trees al das that you subsequently would want. You did subsequently want, so now in a family, now you're gonna have to keep the tree there. You were cleaning the tree from my face. He has no right to uproot the tree. But I think that by saying that to say that the Mechila Rishon Yanika is like Ramesh, his child, the reason why he came up the trees is only because you're facing the Hezek of the Yanika of yesterday. And I'll bring you a right that he's responding from wrong. I'll bring you a right, because why didn't the Rishon Yanika say that? Why is Rav Nukhi say there's only in a bezin, and because they have the Svara of Yishama, why don't they say like the Al Chashukim because it was a Mechila on the Yanika? Elamai, that's not going to work, because like a Mechila, like a Mechila, the bottom line is that you were cutting at the trees already. The other day, I come on to a new din, that I gave you the schus, I grant you the schus of Yishama, I grant, just like in bezin, whatever I say, my words are binding in a bezin, so too when I tell you I'll curse, I've added the trees online, but I granted you the right to be okay, even if the trees would be mine. I granted you that right in Bethlehem. That's why you have no source to be okay. So, bizarrely, with the down that we passed in that, like this is all the milk here, it should come out that this halacha shouldn't be true. Like, so the Eruch Shai, Taka, but the less prayer makes a hamas in the Ramah, that the Ramah is talking about Dafka when he says it in front of a Bethlehem. Just like the Daki Moshe says, and he says, Dafka, when the person he has over there in Tzavim Kapeis, is either you do a ma'isa or you leave Bezdin, so you end the sugya, or any other sugya vice in him. So he says, Dafka took me up where the guy said it in the Bezdin, and then he left Bezdin, so now it's chal, even like the other Rishonim, and that's what we talk about. Allah, so we have a right to pull the cheese. But if not, you have no right to pull the cheese. Not like the mashmoyis, the famous mashmoyis of the Ramah. All right, a good to welcome, Rabbi Sain.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.